right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, August 26th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had two different two-game League of Legends slates get underway earlier this morning. We had 31 matches of tennis on the main slate. We had a 13-match tennis night session get underway about an hour ago as well. Good luck to all of you playing any of those four slates mentioned. For the nightcap, we have a two-game WNBA slate as well as a 12-game MLB slate with a Millie Maker, one of the rare ones of the season. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. As a reminder, we will only have office hours Monday through Thursday of this week. So just want to mention that. But either way, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And then we will jump right into questions. Had a couple questions come in prior to the show today. So we will start with those and then see where we go from there. All right. We're just going to work top down. First question. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for what you do. You're welcome. When I am grading my lineups, should I put more emphasis on Saber score, projected score, or both? Does one or the other carry more clout? Thanks. Good question. So let's just generate some lineups here. Say we build like 500 lineups real quick. Okay, kick this off. So let these lineups run. We'll jump into this. All right, lineups should get going right now. And are finishing up now. Great. All right, so we're in the post build now. Now, when talking about the differences between Saber score and projected score, okay, we believe Saber score is superior to projected score. That is kind of the reason we built it in the first place. We did not think projected score was a good enough lineup ranking metric, especially for tournaments, okay? Because in tournaments, all the money is in like the top 1% of the contest, right? So if you're grading lineups, so if I had to choose, right, between ranking my lineups by Saber score or ranking them by projected score, I would choose Saber score, okay? The reason I would choose it is because if, like, you look at Saber score, it includes average projection. It is part of the formula. Like, we understand, like, hey, Saber score or projected score does matter. So we want to take it into account. This is the difference, but we also want to take into account other things that we think are important to winning GPPs as well. Those variables being the lineup's upside, the 99th percentile of the lineup, which is the score the lineup achieves 1% of the time, right? So we're saying, hey, all the money's in the top 1%. Well, we want to know how many fantasy points our lineups get 1% of the time, right? To kind of match that. So we have a bigger weight on lineup 99th percentile. And then we're also taking into account negative adjusted ownership. So basically think about it as lineups with a high ownership get taxed and lineups with a lower ownership don't get taxed as much. So that ends up making lower owned lineups better. Okay. So the higher the ownership, the bigger the negative variable has an impact on it. So we're looking for like lower owned lineups with high upside and a decent floor. That is like how I could describe each one of these variables. You take two away, you know, yeah, you have projection still, but you're kind of missing some other key elements to taking down GPPs. Okay. So say that again, just to be clear, if I had to choose, you know, between grading my lineups with Saber score or projected score, I would choose Saber score. Now, the only other thing sorry, my stuff's buffering a lot right now. Not sure. When I am looking at, you know, my lineups, right? Like, say, let's say I was building 20 lineups right now. I'm ranking these by ROI. But I'm using a average projection aggregate metric. So this is kind of like my floor variable, you know? So think about it as like, okay, Saber score is taking into account, you know, projection, upside, ownership, right? The contest sim does that too, but I kind of want to put an eye on this like floor variable, right? That's why I use like an average projection aggregate metric instead of like an average Saber score one. The contest sim is going to do a better job than Saber score is of grading lineups. It's taking into account the ownership in the field lineups. It's taking into account the payout structures. It's taking into account upside by how often your lineup gets to the top of the contest, which helps it have a positive ROI. But I just want to make sure I don't sacrifice too much floor, which is i.e. here my projection, in order to get to any changes that I want to make. Like if I make a bunch of changes here and all of a sudden I have, you know, my average projection goes down to 98. Well, hey, maybe I sacrifice too much of an ownership floor I sacrificed too much of my projection floor in order to get to the changes I wanted. Maybe I should rethink them, right? So I do use that like projection floor aggregate metric, and that's kind of my thinking behind it. All right, but either way, good question there to get us started. Next one, I kind of wonder if it somehow makes more sense to run a separate build for my satellite contests and take all contests instead of using my main one with regular contests and just grouping them together there. Sometimes I feel like maybe the portfolio method could be doing things at the rest of my regular contest expense when the structures on the contests are so different between the sets. Have they looked at it from that view? Okay, interesting question. So I was actually talking to somebody yesterday, kind of something like very, very close to this might be like a good opportunity to show this. So I was working with somebody who is like running lots and lots of satellites, like lots and lots of entries, and they were having trouble kind of like managing it all. And so we were talking about ways to like efficiently manage this, right? This is like where I was testing it and doing stuff with it. So the user had 635 entries spanned across 144 contests. And they're like, hey, my sims are timing out. You know, I'm having trouble like managing this, right? I think that this structure like might help in this. It sounds like, you know, you're playing a lot of satellites. So this is why it kind of got me thinking about this. One thing I'm a proponent of, I like turning off this avoid duplicates across lineup groups. I am like totally okay if a lineup is good. I'll talk about all these groups, right? If a lineup is good in my mini max, you know, but it's also good in my solo shot, like, hey, I'm fine with that, right? They're both kind of like bigger contests, tens of thousands of entries. You know, if that lineup ends up being really good, maybe I have a chance of taking both contests down. It makes sense, like, in that format, that maybe the lineup does good, you know, maybe I don't want to avoid playing it. I think it makes more sense to turn this off the more and more entries you have, right? So when your entries get, you know, 300, 500, you know, 600, like this user, right? I think it makes more and more sense to turn this off. If you're playing like 50 entries or less, then okay, yeah, you know, leave it on. But when you get into hundreds and hundreds of lineups, I think it's okay to turn off. So that's just one note there. Another note is the way you group these together, right? So like what I did here was I did different groups. I grouped like all of my winner take alls together, and then I grouped all of the satellites together, and then I even grouped like all of the dime times together, all of the boosters, right? I think that you can, I don't think you need an individual group for all of your contests. And I think that you can group them and then allow duplicates, and then that shouldn't hinder anything between your groups, right? Like, I don't think anything is occurring at any contest's expense if you are allowing duplicates across lineup groups, sorting by dollars per entry, and then grouping like similar contests together, right? So like a lot of these, like these 22 winner take alls, they were all like custom contests, satellites, like mostly custom. And then you could see like just like how many satellites there are here. So I totally think it's okay to put all your satellites in a group, leave them in a build with your other contests. And then if you're worried about them doing something, taking it away, there's basically two options. Number one is you could drag them all the way down to the bottom so they effectively get filled last. That would be something to consider if you want to leave the avoid duplicates across lineup groups on, or if you turn it off, then it doesn't matter in that case. So let me know if there's any follow-up there. Might have just, you know, kind of touch the tip of the iceberg there, probably more to kind of unpack. But I think that these questions kind of come from like a similar train of thought. All right, next question. I got crushed in Showdown last year. So with week one coming up, how do you typically recommend filtering out lineups for NFL Showdown to avoid too many dupes while still making positive even lineups? Good question. So yeah, we're getting pretty close to NFL here. I do not know when our initial projections will be up just yet. I should hear more about that soon. I think we're 9 days away here from Thursday night kickoff, so that's pretty interesting. I think there's effectively three ways to manage duplication in Showdown. Number one is salary, right? You could lower your max salary, avoid playing lineups that more people are likely to play where they are max salary, leaving nothing on the table. So the more salary you leave on the table, the less likely you are to be duplicated. That's one way. Another way is lineup construction, right? Maybe it's a game where, you know, one team is heavily favored and you build lineups using like an optimizer mode, like optimizing based on average projection. And you see like, hey, it's a bunch of 5-1 lineups of the favorite. Well, you know, maybe you could just like kind of limit your number of lineups that are 5-1s, and then that can help you get different simply just by playing lineups in a way that other people are not going to, right? So that's another way of doing it. Another option would be using some type of ownership filter. Geometric mean comes to mind, right? A very good one. And if you want to learn more about like applying geometric mean, check out this tutorial. It's a little bit older, but might not look the same, but the ideas, it basically is like more educational. It kind of breaks it down, tells you how it works, and then shows you how to apply it in the app. The ways to apply it aren't different. You still either use a aggregate rule or you create a custom metric and filter by it. So might look a little bit different, but you can still do the things covered in the video. So those are like the three main ways I would consider getting different in NFL Showdown. All right. Good stuff there. Jumping back to office hours. Cool. I think we're caught up there. Seems like a good time to jump into a slate demo. We are kind of already started this one, right? So we did build 500 lineups in this build one. We will just use that build as our build for this demo. All right, so only other things I would have done, you know, I do like the min salary already being at 49K. I probably would have turned on the don't use batters against opposing pitcher rule. I would have built the max number of lineups I could, so whatever number your plan allows, I'd always do that. Now, you know, lineups are built great. You know, let's kind of analyze this, right? Okay, so off the bat, Sarasim giving us well-stacked lineups. We can see the correlation slider is turned all the way up to 10 today. It's a big slate. Team stacks, sort by projected runs. So Detroit, Houston, Yankees, A's, Dodgers, Toronto, all over 5. Getting a fair share of all of them, getting a little more Houston than the others. Not getting too many stacks of teams that are lower projected here, so that's good. Come in, maybe look at our 5 stacks. Okay, so see, this is always cool, right? You might have looked at your all stacks and been like, hey, Houston is our highest percent stack, right? Like, we're kind of taking a big stand on Houston. But like, if you go and look at 5 stacks, there's only one Houston 5 stack lineup. There's 3 Angels. There's 2 Detroit. There's 2 A's. There's 2 Washington. There's 2 Dodgers. There's 2 Yankees, right? There are 6 other teams we are 5 stacking before we are 5 stacking Houston, right? So it seems like Houston is a little bit more of like a smaller stack. We see some 2 stacks. We see a 3 stack. We see 2 4 stacks. So we're not like 5 stacking Houston, which is interesting. All right. So we kind of got a feel there, kind of spread out at the 5 stacks. I didn't think any particular team was like overly stacked. So that seems okay. We come in here and, you know, maybe I start with my batters. So kind of a lot of leverage on Christian Walker. I mean, I always say like, you know, 2 to 3X leverage is okay, which would be like his ownership is 10%. You have him 20 to 30%. This is on the higher side, right? This is like closer to that 3X. You got to decide if you're okay with this. For me, I'm fine with it. I don't think it's that bad. It looks like he's like a little bit of like a salary relief play at like 4K here, batting in the middle of the order. So I don't mind it. But, you know, maybe you decide differently. Okay, you know, set like a little max exposure. Maybe drop him to 25%. That makes you feel a little bit more comfortable there. So you have options here. And, you know, let's say I want to do the 25% option. Okay. Come in here, 25%. Click apply. You'll see the exclamation point until the diversifier starts running. And then it's saying, hey, I'm not meeting this right now. And then, okay, it meets it. Okay, cool. You know, so now he's 25% along with a couple other batters. All right, we go over to pitchers. Getting Hunter Brown, Bassett, a little bit of Charlie Morton. Nobody higher than Hunter Brown. He's like by far highest exposed pitcher. He's obviously the highest salary, highest projected, has a strong value. So I don't mind it, you know. Colorado has like the lowest team total on the slate. Seems like he has a very good chance of getting a win today, right? Win probability is probably really high, which helps him a lot. So I think it's like totally fine. We saw one thing we wanted to change here. We made that adjustment. We lost about 3% ROI, which is okay. Our average projection stayed above 100. And all in all, I'm feeling pretty good about this set of lineups. So checked our pitchers, checked our batters, checked our stacks, checked our team stacks, you know, well correlated. Everything's good here. At this point, I'd be ready to save these lineups and upload them to my contest. But yeah, it's a little quick MLB demo for you today. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here, talked a bunch of different things. If you guys have any questions, you can drop them in the Office Hours channel in Discord ahead of the show, or you can drop them in the YouTube chat live. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.